Chapter 32. There was no stopping Bezog. He insisted we take him to where Sasha was abducted, which we did. He scoured the spot where the necklace was found, holding a small rod in his hand. It glowed like a lantern, but was fueled by something else. Magic. It formed a wide beam of light, illuminating the ground.
That's not going to help,
Shum said.
Even with a full day of light, the water washed all the signs and tracks out. I can't make out one single hoof print.
Bezog kept going about his business. On his knees, he rubbed his hands in the dirt where the locket was found. The rest of us did our best to assist him. Even Brenwar dug around. After hours of stumbling around, the rain came to a stop, and dawn began to break. Birds chirped, and the distant sound of a rooster's crow caught my ears.
We can broaden the search now,
Shum suggested.
Oh, can we now, Ranger?
Bezog said.
Perhaps you can lead us right to him, unless you're protecting him.
You know better,
Shum said.
Shum, I hardly know you at all or your kind. You're practically shunned by the rest of elvenkind, and now I'm supposed to trust you?
Bezog extinguished his rod with a word and stuffed it in his robes.
Your king snatches women and children, is accused of murder, is cursed, a monster, and now he has Sasha.
We don't know that for certain, I said, stepping between them. Bezog turned to me with his fists bunched up.
What?
We only know what Garrison said he saw, I said. And I don't fully trust Garrison. Maybe Ben saw something else. It was dark.
I don't follow,
Brenwar said.
What is it you sense with Garrison, Dragon?
I smiled grimly at Brenwar. He knew the sense I had. A detection. I could tell the truth from a lie most of the time.
I'm certain Garrison is holding something back from us. Maybe from fear, or maybe from embarrassment.
Bezog swung himself up into his saddle.
Where are you going?
I said.
Wherever I have to go to find Sasha.
He trotted off, leaving the three of us looking at each other.
Let's just follow him,
I said.
I'm certain he has his own way of tracking her.
We spent the next few hours scouring the plains. Bezog cast detection spells here and there and kept his eyes up often. Shum rode along my side, talking.
It's possible it is indeed Sansla Libor, Dragon,
he said.
Why do you say that? As I've said before, I think you two were connected when the both of you met. He searched you out, remember?
Of course, I said.
But why would he take Sasha? Why not come right after me? Besides, we were far north the last time.
Anything can happen,
Shum said, riding his horse away.
Look!
Bezog cried out from afar, pointing into the sky. There are many things that fly, particularly birds and dragons. But this was neither. Whatever it was shaped more like a man. A big man. Bezog was already at a full gallop. Everyone else was riding behind. The creature was high in the air and seemed to hover at times. It wasn't getting any farther away, and we weren't getting any closer. Bezog wasn't going to stop, and we weren't either. All my doubts about Sansla Lieber faded away.
It must be him. What else could it be?
And I'd expected a lengthy search. Weeks, if not months, to find the elf king turned monster. And now, there he was, flying high above us. It seemed Garrison had been right after all. We kept pace for a few more miles when it finally dipped and dove into the mouth of a crater. Bezog stopped and looked back at me. He wasn't the only one. Shum and Brenwar's eyes were intent on me as well. In a world full of monsters, I shouldn't have been surprised. Perhaps all along the winged ape had been hiding in the crater, back in the caves that I wanted to search through earlier. Now it must have sniffed me out, been waiting. perhaps luring me within. It wanted me for some reason. Perhaps another fight like the last time. But this time, I'd be ready.
"I suggest we leave the horses," I said. "They'll be all right."
Shum swung his long leg out of his saddle and hopped to the ground. He whispered in his great stallion's ear and turned to face us.
"Aaron will keep them safe,"
the ranger said, slipping his small spear from the saddle and hooking in behind his back.
"He'll lead them out of danger if need be."
Brenwar unhitched his small chest from his horse and dropped it to the ground.
"Brenwar,"
I said.
"Careful, there are potions in there."
"So?"
he said, unhitching the catches and opening it up. Rows of color-filled vials popped up.
"See anything you need, dragon? Wizard?"
Bezog came and leaned over. The bottom of the chest was filled with trinkets and other items I hadn't noticed before. Bezog slipped his fingers around two of the vials. Brenwar grabbed a strange metal horn and stuffed it in one of his pouches. The chest made me think of my father and his throne. When he banished me, he didn't let me take a thing, but he let Brenwar take what he thought would be needed. I reached inside and wrapped my fingers around a large, bright marble. It was a dragon's eye. Not a real one, of course, but it might aid us in our search.
"Got everything you need?"
Brenwar said. We shook our heads, yes. He grabbed the cloth of concealment, sealed the chest shut, carried it to the edge of the woods, and covered it up.
"You sure that's safe?"
Shum asked.
"You're sure you're an elf?"
Brenwar grunted and headed into the woods. But it was Shum who led us to the lip of the crater.
"There's a path up ahead,"
he said.
"That took us out of here before. I don't advise that we take it back down again."
"I say we go in right here,"
Bezog said, twisting a ring on his finger.
"Stay close."
He jumped off the edge and floated down.
"Hurry!"
"Dwarves don't float,"
Brenwar said. Shum and I grabbed him by the arms and jumped after the wizard.
"You dare!" "Asshorus!"
Brenwar said. That and a few other things all the way down. We landed soft as a feather and trekked into the woods on quiet feet before stopping briefly to speak.
"I say we search the caves first,"
I suggested. Bezog disagreed.
"We should split up, cover more ground."
I looked him in the eye and said, "This needs to be a united effort. We stay together." Bezog glared at me. It was a new look. I'd never even seen the elf rattled, for that matter, but now he was. I didn't blame him. I put my hand on his shoulder. "We will find Sasha." Bezog nodded, kept his chin down, and said,
"Agreed."
The leaves on the trees started to shake.